Thanks for downloading Inheritance Tracks. This was first broadcast in 2008. You can hear more every week on Saturday Live, BBC Radio 4's top live Saturday morning radio programme, from 9.
Well-modulated yet boringly predictable cries of dumbing down, or should that be dumbing dine, rang around the marble halls of the Victoria and Albert Museum in London last month with the opening of a new show dedicated to the great 60s soul group The Supremes. That's The Supremes, as in Baby Love, Where Did Our Love Go, and Miss Diana Ross. So stop in the name of all that's holy, we cry, mindful of the group's peerless contribution not only to the sound of Motown, but to the civil rights movement. So how anyone could describe bigging up The Supremes as dumbing down is beyond us, and we slap the V&A on its venerable back and solicit from ex-Supreme Mary Wilson this week's Inheritance Tracks.
Goodbye!
The track that I inherited is I Wish You Love by Gloria Lynn.
This is where our story ends. Never love.
When I first heard the lyric, it kind of struck me as, wow, that's just the way I think, you know. And I was very young when I first heard it. I must have been my early teens. The song obviously says, I wish you love. And to wish someone love is such a, to me, a beautiful thought. And even as a young girl, I guess I was thinking that way. So, and that's the way I really think about life.
I wish you bluebirds in the spring to give your heart a song to sing.
Gloria Lynn is actually still alive. She was very popular in the late 50s. And it was actually pre-rock and roll when that came on. So I was still basically listening to my daddy's record collection.
To cool you in some leafy glade.
The music in those days usually was played on radio. We're talking about a time when really artists, you didn't see them a lot on television. Even then, for black artists, you didn't see a lot of pictures. And music was in our house all the time. All day long, music was there. My dad had a huge collection of 78 records, which was something that I listened to a lot.
So with my best, my...
Me, I always sang along with the radio. I would never sing anything that was high pitched. Like, I would never sing along with Ella Fitzgerald because her voice was far too high for me, because my voice is very low. So anytime an artist would have a low voice, I would sing along. Nat King Cole, you know, that type of thing.
But most of all, when snowflakes fall, I wish you love.
I wish you bluebirds in the spring to warm your heart. But most of all, when snowflakes fall, I wish you love. I think I was pretty much like most young girls, you know. I dreamt about romance. I dreamt about getting married. Dreamt about falling in love. I mean, I used to read fairy tales, and I liked, you know, Cinderella and the prince and the, you know, all that kind of stuff.
But most of all,
I wanted to be in love when I heard it.
When snowflakes fall, I wish you love.
The track that I would like to pass on to future generations, to young people, is Here's to Life by Shirley Horn. No complaints, no regrets. I still believe in chasing dreams and placing bets. To find your role in life or your passion in life is so important. And sometimes you don't find it until later in life. I think I found what I was good at when I was very young, when I met Florence and Diane and we became the Supremes. But only lately have I found, as this song says,
I had my share.
You know, I've had my share. You know, I've done this, I've done that, and I'm still hungry. I'm still wanting more.
I'm satisfied. I'm hungry still.
life is about a search, and the more you search, the more you find, the more answers you get. And then once you get that answer, then you go on to the next answer. You know, you never know it all.
And do it all again.
I think throughout evolution, there are people who entertain. There were court jesters. I mean, there are people, that is their role. Our role is to give happiness so that they have a moment of release, a moment of joy, even if it's not something tangible. To me, what life is all about is about the spirit, which is definitely not tangible. But it's so important for people to have a good inner life. Sometimes that has to be fed. And I think music, poetry, theater, those are all things that feed the spirit.
And their dreams.
It says something for people to look forward to. And I find in this time, this generation, people are not happy and they need something to hold on to, or something to lead them forward, or something to believe in. And that's why that song, for me, that track is so fabulous, because we need to believe again.
To keep your winters warm.
We're each given a gift, and we each use it in a, you know, a certain way. The thing about life is you got to find it. My passion in life is to perform, so I will always perform. Even if I'm not doing anything, I'll find a way to communicate. If I were a waitress, I'd still be a singing waitress, or I'd make you laugh. You know, I'd make you smile, I'd make you be happy, I'd make you be comfortable.
For laughs, for life, for love.
I know what the two songs says about me because I know why I like them. I was telling my son, at the time was 7 or 8 years old, and I was going through a very abusive kind of marriage. And so I started crying, and then I started laughing. And my son looked at me, he says, "Mommy," he said, "a moment ago you were crying and now you're laughing." And I said, "Well, you know, a mommy is a happy human being, but I can be unhappy about events. But that doesn't stop me from being a happy human being." So I think that's what the two songs say about me. I'm a happy person, and I want other people to be happy too.
You've been listening to Inheritance Tracks from Saturday Live. There are many more to treasure and enjoy on the BBC Radio 4 website, where you can also download Desert Island Discs.